Welcome to episode 73 of Pineapples and Thorns. I'm Kat, and I've got Fado here tonight. Welcome, Fado.
Good evening.
You all ready for 2024?
I have so many things to get right for 2023, and very little time to do so.
We still have a day or so to figure it out. So we are leaping into our end of the year, our year in review, as it were, episode. So I'm going to just kind of run through a couple of things here. We had a ton of amazing events in the CFF this year. There was a lot of town hall specific events focused on challenging people in the lower town hall, such as 9 and 13. The annual CFF Draft Wars happened, which is fantastic. There was seasonal events like the Halloween War. And we had a bunch of tournaments for town halls 15 and 16. Those were amazing. One just wrapped up with our good friend Sugar taking the prize in the SOG 1v1 Deck the Halls tournament.
Yeah, I think they just have people over, and you know, they start recruiting the ones who keep winning, right?
That's why they're so OP. And not only did the CFF have a great year, but we did at Pineapples and Thorns as well. We had a banner year. We had some amazing guests on the show, such as Darian, Itsu, Judo, Hold My Beer, and Joel from the Clash or Competitive Clash Network, Trample Damage, Darth Yoda, C-Note, Call Me T, and so many others. And tonight, we have the most OP guest of all, the one and only Ace. Welcome, Ace. Yay! I don't have sound effects like C-Note, so.
Hello, everyone.
So, Ace, most folks probably already know you from your previous appearances on the show, but for those who don't, can you just give us a brief Clash history? How many accounts and what town halls you currently play?
Well, thanks to a couple friends of mine that convinced me into starting new accounts, Kat and C-Note. Actually, they forced me into it, Beto. I mean, they literally forced me into it. You should have been there. They were twisting my fingers. It was bad.
He was crying.
Yeah, I was. So right now I have 6 accounts. At beginning of 2023, I only had 2. So I have a almost max 16, 15, 11, a 10, a 8, and a 7.
Nice.
So.
Oh, that's a lot to keep straight. And I know what did Judo say? He was over 30 or something. I feel like 2 is enough for me.
I'd like to only have 2.
6 is a handful, I'm not going to lie. I mean, 16 really messed me up on my lower count. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found since the release of 16, and we'll probably get to this later, but I'm back to ignoring my 15. Yeah, so that one has really slowed down. All right, looking back at Clash in 2023. So at the very start of the year, around like, it was actually around this time last year, Town Hall 15 dropped. So at this point, we were kind of at the same stage. You know, we were all farming up our 15s. And it really was a tough town hall level, right? A lot of folks were burning out by the end of it, you know. So, you know, 16 was quite the blessing. And really, you know, one of the things that reignited people's interest in the game, at least, and you know, it didn't work across the board. That doesn't hold true. But some of these events they had at the tail end of this year, the Halloween mashup event, you know, in Kat's opinion, surely the best event they've ever done.
Best ever.
Yeah. Well, I will say, like, the shock of it was I think what did it for me, because it was so different and so, like, you introduced, we've seen like party wizards, we've seen little temporary troops, but nothing quite like you know, what was it, ice wizards too, maybe the wizard is what they go with that. I don't know, but anyway, they do all sorts of, you know, new troops and new spells suddenly out of the blue, and even changing the storages for that event. And then they found out maybe it was a little too OP. Darian admitted that they nerfed, you know, what was it, the Lava Loon troop mid-event. Mm-hmm. Even though I said that was probably a mistake. But now we get the Clash Miss event. We have the Cookie Riders, the Bag of Frostmite spell, you know, like that, the little Gingerbread Man Pekka, you know, all that stuff. And then they ended up nerfing the Frostbite spell at the end. So, you know, it's interesting. You don't know what they go through in terms of like developing these events or testing these new troops. But I'm going to ask Ace a quick question. So in your opinion, Ace, why do you think Supercell would nerf a limited time event troop or spell?
You know, I question that myself, and I have no understanding why they done it. I mean, like, it's a limited time deal. Why would you bother taking the time to nerf it? I mean, everybody was enjoying the game, which the nerf really didn't affect much. So I just don't understand why they would waste their time on nerfing something that's only going to be here for a short amount of time.
Yeah, Kat, did you have any strong opinions of that? Because I know you, I've caught you using the stuff.
Me? Yeah, you know what? It just, to me, it didn't make sense to nerf it because no matter what they do, it's overpowered. So nerfing it, is it just to pacify some people who are complaining about it? Or because it really didn't have much of an impact. I'm still using it and tripling and getting completely slaughtered in Legends with it. So
yeah, did you ever consider you can't be stopped?
Like with those, Kat, with those troops?
You're an unstoppable force, Kat.
I am quite stoppable, as several of my one stars will attest to. But overall, I think it's just, you know, take it for what it's worth. It's a limited time troop and spell, and you know it's there for two to three weeks max. Just run with it, have fun. You know, don't take the game so seriously. If you're worried about it, then, you know, don't use it. But
yeah, I'll be interested in the future if they figure out a way to maybe, I'm not holding my breath on this, but maybe there's a way to do Legends or Wars where there's an option to, you know, configure it such that there's no event troops or something, because you know, there's a lot of people that are hardcore into the integrity of the game, and it feels like the integrity of the game, and this is, it's got to be precisely the reason this is not available during CWL, by the way. But, you know, even when you look at Legends, I don't watch a lot of replays. I haven't been watching a lot of streams, so I don't know if there are people rushing up the leaderboard in Legends using those armies. And personally, just like the, you know, the Clash of Ween one, I didn't use them only because, like, I get rusty quick. So I just kind of trying to learn the new stuff. And, you know, and I think we'll touch on that in a little bit. So I'm going to keep my powder dry on that. but just move on a little bit to another thing that was a little bit of a surprise around the Christmas event is that a lot of times they do the, you know, if you buy certain amounts of gems, you gift them to your clanmates too. So they appear in the clan chat. That's all very welcome. And if someone whose gems suddenly dried up with the release of 16, clan games did come around well, so I'm doing fine. I'm not out here begging. But it would have been nice to, you know, if I'm going to restock my gems, that I can, you know, be generous with my clanmates and have that thrown their way too. A little bit surprised. I believe there's probably some disappointment that wasn't offered again, because it is a way of, you know, spreading some holiday cheer in your clan. But, you know, I want to dig in a little bit more on the event troops though. So in terms of Wars, the random spins we do, have you guys been using those event troops a lot or exclusively almost? I'll go with you, Ace.
Oh, I've been using the cookie pack of deals for I wasn't using them, and then I started watching Kat and everyone else, and I was like, okay, I'm jumping on board, because we, at the time, we were doing a push and I was getting left behind pretty quick, so I jumped in and started using them, and I like them. I mean, I'll be glad when they're gone. I mean, I want to get back to the regular attacks, but I'm enjoying.
Yeah, and Kat, have you had an eye on January and been going back to other strats, or are you just, you know, making the most of the event while it's there.
You know, at first I started, I thought, okay, I'll just alternate between, you know, one attack with like a regular army and one with the P.E.K.K.A.s. And then I was having so much more success with the cookie troops that I thought, you know what, let's just run with it. And I actually got my first Perfect Legends Day yesterday on my Kitty Cat account.
Oh. So,
you know, that made it worthwhile. It's like, I don't care how I got it, because it'll be like the first and last time I ever get a Perfect Day in Legends. So I'm just going to enjoy it.
Yeah, you know how, like, if you have an Xbox, and I don't know, like I do, I don't know about PlayStation, but all these games have achievements. I really think there ought to be, like, a statue or a trophy that you can throw in your base if you've ever hit 320 in a day. But that's just my opinion. Because I haven't. Cool. I haven't, but that's okay. And so, you know, since they buffed up their team this year, over the past 12 months, Darian's mentioned, you know, the size of their team is probably at least doubled, right? Mm-hmm. And it, you know, the payoff of that is, you know, he's mentioned a direct result of that was the Halloween, you know, the Halloween mashup event. And now suddenly within 2 months, we have this event. So, Kat, I'm going to ask you first, how often should Supercell run these events in Clash of Clans?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question, because they're super fun. However, I don't want to get tired of them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think if they ran them maybe 3 to 4 times a year max, that would be plenty.
Yeah. Ace, you, I mean, so 2 of the last 3 months have been dominated by event troops. Any thoughts on whether it's too much too soon or you can't get enough? What are your thoughts?
I mean, I enjoy the events. I mean, I think they should run them quarterly, you know, just run them every 3 months for a week, you know, don't drag it out too long. But, I mean, I think it brings a little bit of excitement. And plus, they can showcase some troops that maybe they want to bring into the game later. Mm-hmm. You know, it'll kind of give a chance for people to kind of try out some new stuff. I mean, the cookie troops are awesome. I wish they'd bring back the lava loon. I love it.
That was so much fun.
Yeah, that was so much fun. But I mean, they're on the right track. They're keeping the game interesting. So,
what do you think, Fado?
My thought is, like, you know, it's interesting to think, okay, Halloween and Christmas have always been in the Clash calendar, two of the big ones, right, where they will change up the music in the game. And yes, I'm a music on guy. I'm going to catch some arrows for that. But yeah, I want to be fully immersed, right? But another big one is Chinese New Year. And China's got their own little universe now in Clash of Clans, don't they? So
they do.
Like, I do want to throw you guys this question. So, and I'm going to start with you, Ace. And I'm going to give you the question and then give you my answers so you will have a little time to think. So let's say they were to do it, if not quarterly, but 4 times a year. So, you know, we got the Halloween one, got the Christmas one. What would the other two be? Especially thinking, you know, China's on their own little, you know, walled off servers. Is Chinese New Year's one of those? I mean, if you do Easter, I mean, that's starting to get a little too Christian, maybe. You know, I just don't even know what the other two would be. Is Valentine's Day, you know, you'd have then 3 within 5 months. So, gosh, you know, it can't be July 4th. That's really a little centric on America, and they don't care. They're in Finland. So, gosh, I don't even know what the other two would be centered around. So I'm coming up blank, but I'm also stammering through to give you guys a chance to think. Ready, Ace?
Yeah, I'm good. All right, so you start the year off. I say skip the New Year's thing. I don't really know what they could do there. But the Valentine's, I think, would be good. Mm-hmm. That would be great. All right, we'll skip Easter. And then why not do 4th of July? I mean, to be honest, I mean, I think it would be a good one. They can, you know, you got the firecracker deal, and then Halloween, and then Christmas. So you're not getting the months in between certain ones, but you know, you can break it down to 4 a year. I mean, that's I love the Halloween. I love the Christmas one. New Year's, I don't think they ever really done anything. The only thing they really gave was the statues that I can remember. I don't remember anything special about it. But I think Valentine's would be cool. You know, throw some heart spells or something.
What do you think, Kat?
Well, I mean, as a lone Canadian member here of this group, I would say, you know, if they wanted to, you know, move away from, you know, holiday-specific events, then they could... they could do seasons, like, you know, have a fall event and a spring event, summer event. When, you know, do it as a season if they want to get really non-specific on their holidays. But I think everybody looks forward to the Halloween event and the Clashmas mm-hmm. event. So it's really hard to space those out.
Well, Clashiversary is what, August? So you're kind of back in the same position. August is just 2 months before Halloween.
Yeah. But I mean, if you're talking about doing the troop specific events, like they could still have, maybe they do a mashup event for Halloween type of thing, but maybe they don't do it at Clashmas. Maybe they do a New Year's type of thing where it's a January event instead. I just think they need to be cautious in doing these kinds of events too often because, you know, as fun as they are, you don't want to overdo it, wear out the novelty of it. You want people to look forward to it, right?
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
So let's talk a little bit about things that we got over the past year. For example, December gave us Town Hall 16. And I think this changed the game in ways no one could imagine. We got a new troop, the Root Rider, as well as hero abilities and a new pet. So let's talk a little bit about some of these things. Ace, what kind of attacks are you using other than the cookies right now?
Oh, I'm still using Hydra on my 15. Yeah. I haven't even tried the cookies on it at all. And I'm 3-starring 16s with it at 15. So, I mean, I don't know what they did. I mean, because, you know, I haven't upgraded to, you know, my dragons. They're still Town Hall 15 dragons. So I don't know if it's me, you know, being the OP player that I am.
Well, the queen and RC are nerfed a bit, aren't they? Like when you think about that from the defensive standpoint, maybe mm-hmm. that's the only thing that comes to mind.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I tried Hydra on my 16. You know, I 3-starred with it right off the start, but, you know, that was right when 16 dropped. So nobody has their defenses up. So I'm looking forward to the next month because everybody's getting their defenses up. And mm-hmm. I really like to make sure that Hydra still works. I mean, that's everybody mm-hmm. knows that's my game. So.
What about you, Fado?
So far, I found that the Super Hogs, the Grom Stomp, still works very well. You can mix in a Root Rider or two at the expense of maybe some of your regular Hogs on that. And even on my 15, I've been tripling 16s with it. And that's not to brag. I just think Ace has the right idea that people aren't necessarily focused on defense just yet. So... Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot more defense to come, right? You know the scatters, you know the eagle, you know all those things are going to get a new level. I wouldn't be terribly surprised if Town Hall got a couple extra levels too. Maybe they have left it this way to give themselves an easy balancing option of simply saying, well, suddenly there's levels 2 and levels 3 for the Town Hall 16. I'm also doing some Queen Charge Root Rider, only because I'm not I suck at Queen Charge, but this is mostly to be like, all right, you need to get better at that period. So I'm not forcing it on every base, but where there are opportunities, I'm using it. So that's a fun as heck attack too. So that and, you know, just getting a feel for, I haven't even used the Spirit Fox yet, by the way. So that one is a little bit further down the list, so we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying upgrading, you know, the upgrading the equipment and getting it, you know, just more options, right? We used to think, well, you know, you can mix and match pets to heroes, but the equipment thing is entirely another dimension on that, right? It's like three-dimensional. Each hero, you can mix up the pets and their equipment, and that really gives you a lot of options. And I don't want to say it's not too many options, but there's a lot of ways that you can get a lot more creative with attacks now. And so as the defenses catch up, I think that'll get more and more important.
Yeah, for sure. Like right now, I've been playing around with a Zap Quake Root Rider or Witch attack. And it's a lot of fun. It's like, you know, I love witches, and it's just been so much fun to be able to use those again at the higher town halls. And like you say, as defenses get leveled up, they're probably going to become less viable. But in the meantime, I'm going to have a little bit of fun with that. And the nice thing is it does seem like there are a lot more options for us in terms of army compositions that you can experiment with and be a little creative. So I'm looking forward to that. Let's talk a little bit about the new pet, the Spirit Fox. Ace, did you max yours out yet?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I maxed it out the first week I had it. I think that is the best pet or the best anything ever added to this game.
Yeah, better than Diggy?
Yes, by far. I mean, just the invis capability is unbelievable. That saves the RC so much.
So are you pairing yours with the RC then?
Yes, ma'am. I tried it with the King, but the King just, he wants to go head on. He's not jumping around like the RC, you know, the King wants to go for everything. He's not just defense only. So it just made more sense to put it on the RC.
Yeah. Beta, what about you?
Yeah, so this is a part I almost jumped to. So mine is currently upgrading to 9. It'll be ready in about 3 days, and I have a hammer waiting for it to go to 10. So it will be ready by CWL. And yeah, like I said, it feels natural to throw it on the RC, which makes Diggy a little more interesting, though. So Diggy and the Spirit Fox are both so good. And they both like, can I just send my King without one and let them both work on my RC?
Wouldn't that be something?
That would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I've maxed my Fox as well. I kind of ignored the heroes and just focused on getting that Fox maxed up. And I'm also putting it on the RC. I tried it on the King as well and didn't like it as much because it tends to wander away from the hero. So I've stuck it on the RC and I'm really enjoying that. And they also gave us abilities. They took the natural built-in abilities that the heroes have and they kind of separated them and gave us new ones to unlock as we go along. They also gave us an epic ability, the Gauntlet. Do you guys have that on all your accounts?
Mm-hmm.
I have it on my two I play. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I managed to get it on all, I think, how many accounts have I got? 7? I just about killed myself doing it, but I just felt it was important enough to at least get the first epic one.
Well, you're paying for it.
I am.
If you don't get it. Well, if you don't get it now, you're paying for it. Because, that'll appear in the shop at some point. It'll probably cost at least 1,500 gems, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not doing it now, you're paying for it. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. I was going to ask Ace, what abilities have you leveled up and which ones are you using right now?
I'm using the Gauntlet. It's at 16 right now. So that's about I'm using the Healing Tome for the Warden. But other than that, mm-hmm. I left the ones with the Queen and I left the ones with RC. I just changed the Gauntlet and the Healing Tome. But everything I have, the Gauntlet's at 16 and everything else is 8 or above. So
yeah. Have either of you used that the giant arrow on the Queen?
Yeah, it's just too random. I mean, when she shoots, it'd be better if it was like a aiming mechanism that you could aim it to what you wanted to hit, because when you use it, it just flies across the whole base. But I wish they would have made it where it opened walls when it went through. That would have made it 10 times better, because then I would use it.
Ooh, that's quite the thought.
I have seen some videos on Twitter or X or whatever it's called, where people have shot the arrow, but it's actually gone off into the forest instead of across the base.
Yes, yeah, that's the way it did the first time I shot. It just randomly shot across the base at nothing. It was weird. So I was like, no, it's just a waste there. So I just quit using it. I mean, I'm ranking it up, but it just didn't make sense. And like I said, if it busted walls when it went through, I would leave it on her. I mean, because that's a built-in log launcher, more or less. It's just rolling through and knocking down walls. But I don't care for it too much.
Fatal, what about you? What are you using right now?
I am using the gauntlet. I got it up to 16 so far, so I'm not at the bleeding edge of it in terms of where the Redthorn people are at. I think I know a couple of days ago someone said they had it at 18, so certainly others are much further along than I am. The one I started to do, well, I did do the Queen's Invisibility to 18 on my main. Nice. That does buy you a little bit of extra time. The one that's really intriguing is the Rage Gem for the Warden. That one, you can see situationally where that one may be more valuable than the Life Gem on it, that, which, you know, out of the box we get at 15. The Rage Gem is just a 1, right? So we got a fair bit of work to do. I'd love to, this is one of the advantages of being someone like me. Other people are going to gem it up. There will be pros, there will be streamers, there will be all sorts of people doing interesting things with it that'll help, you know, light the path for me, so to speak. It just struck me as a really cool one. The Seeking Shield, of course, with the RC, definitely want to push that, but I really am almost solely focused on the Gauntlet. And then, of course, I'm using the Gauntlet in some of the farming raids because I dropped out of Legends. And someone observed, Christos in our clan observed, he's like, it's a great equipment. However, if bases are spread out, it really minimizes the impact of it. So I am keeping an eye on that.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then the nice thing is they can add all kinds of abilities as time goes by. They don't even have to add a new town hall. They can just, you know, keep adding abilities to the heroes, to existing heroes. They don't have to come up with a new hero, which I think is great, because I think 4 heroes is plenty. And especially if they give us different abilities, it's almost like getting a new hero, because depending on what you pair them with, you know, you might need like the earthquake boots or the giant arrow for specific bases in war that you're attacking. So I think the creativity and the opportunities are really kind of exciting to experiment with different things. And also on offense, they gave us merge cannons and archer towers. How are you guys finding that? And what defense do you think they might merge next? Ace?
The merge cannons don't bother me as bad, but the archer towers are the craziest defense on this game. I mean, I really hate going against it more than I do the monolith.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really do. But as far as the next one they'll merge, I have a feeling this is just me, and I like giving you nightmares. So I'm thinking the mortar with the monolith, that would be a good merge, because instead of it targeting one troop, it would have splash damage.
Oh, okay. We need to edit that one out.
don't give them anyone ideas.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man, that is scary. Beto, what about you?
So I think the thing that's most jarring to me is, I I'm just kind of farming. I'm doing, you know, some war attacks. It's not really struck me. The one thing that really is evident is the increased HP on those bad boys. Like, oh, yeah, it's just an archer tower. It's going to take, it's going to take a lot to get that sucker down. You know, what could they merge? I think that was a good test run. I could see mortars being mergeable, because they kind of match with the geared up things. So maybe that's the pattern to look for. I think there's so the thing is, like, Archer Towers and cannons are so numerous. I believe there are, what, 8 Archer Towers and 7 mm-hmm. cannons before we merged. So, you know, there's only 4 mortars. There's only 4 Expos. There's only 5 Wizard Towers, 5 Teslas. So maybe Teslas, maybe. Can you imagine, like, you know, like a multi-Tesla kind of borrowing from Clan Capital?
Yikes. Well, and they do need to find ways to make more space on the base, right? Because they're not going to make the main village larger. So at Town Hall 15, there really wasn't a lot of space to put anything else.
Yeah, maybe they should start cramming everything back together so that the gauntlet thing works a little better.
So another thing they gave us was, and this was fantastic, I've seen a lot of people using this, is the quality of life change they gave us. It was the ability to FC your own base. Have you guys used that? And what do you think? Beto?
Yeah, personally, I haven't used it yet just because it's been a busy month. And all my time has just been sneaky gob farming. Because, like I said, I'm low on gems and Christmas shopping, so I am trying to be really disciplined with gems and whatnot and just farming. So I haven't really been doing a lot of SCing, even though I know you use a friendly army. I know that. I'm well aware. I just, when I'm in the game, I'm just farming. Now, mm-hmm. it's an incredible tool, right? It's going to be a lot of fun, especially when you get into a war and it's like you get a 97 on a base or something. So you just build it and come back and try it again the next day. You know, that's just really cool. And it really helps with a clan when you've got like a dispersed player base. So most of us are in the North American time zones. There are a handful, you know, a couple over in Europe, but you know, if a European is on and the insomnia isn't in effect for any of the North American people, you know, they could be twiddling their thumbs hoping for an FC. And the last thing mm-hmm. you want people to have to do is to leave your clan to have to FC. So I think it's a very positive development.
Ace, what about you?
I've used it a couple of times and I just get mad. I mean, I know where all my traps are on my base and I still can't 3-star it. So I just quit using. It's really good. I mean, I know we have people from, you know, like Lolly and, you know, some people from Australia and stuff like that, that, mm-hmm. you know, they don't get to interact with a lot of us during the day. So, I mean, it's good for them. I mean, it really is. I mean, the U.S. people, you know, we usually don't have a problem with, you know, friendly challenges. But, I mean, I guess if you want to test a base and, you know, someone like Vodka Soda or someone like that, that, you know, really are really, really good attackers, they can really tell if their base is going to hold up. So,
yeah,
I think it's a good tool.
Yeah, I do too. I've seen quite a few people taking advantage of it. Like you say, you know, people in different time zones, someone might not be in games, you know, people are at work and you have like half an hour that you want to test something. So I think it's a great change. They also did for hero potions, instead of just boosting your heroes for 5 levels, now they boost everything to max for an hour. I think that's a pretty huge change, and it's great for people who are upgrading that want a war. So do you really need to worry so much about rushing to upgrade your troops? You can just pop a hero potion, you get them in the trader post with your capital medals every week, so I think the pressure is off on people to upgrade their heroes. What do you guys think, Ace?
I think it's good. I use it on Junior. My 16, everything's maxed. I got one more level on my RC, but I don't bother using the potion on him, on her. So I'm sorry. But I think it's great. I mean, it works out great on my 15 because, I mean, I just went 15 not long ago. So instead of rushing trying to upgrade them, I can work on other things and just use a potion during war. So.
Yeah, you know what? It doesn't impact me all that much because I have a 15 and 16 and, you know, paying more attention to the 16 right now, you know, it doesn't really make a difference except for like when you just upgrade the barracks and the Root Rider is what, 2 levels down? I guess that's mm-hmm. the difference. But otherwise, you know, when they drop a new town hall, generally speaking, you're only either 1 upgrade or 5 levels, generally speaking. Away. So it I haven't really felt that yet. But that is interesting to someone who's maybe rushing. So mm-hmm. but you know, they generally haven't rewarded rushers. This feels like they're rewarding them though. And I have no problem with that. It just feels like a bigger bonus to them than it otherwise would be to people who've been, you know, faithfully maxing their town halls each time.
Yeah, it really does kind of take some of the pressure off and make things more viable, like you say, for people who are rushing a little bit. They still want a war. Their heroes aren't anywhere near max. They have quite a ways to grind, but pop one of those potions and yeah, all of a sudden you can participate in war. So I just want to switch tack a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about some of the events that Supercell runs. We currently have Raid Weekends, SCCWL each month, and Clan Games every month, plus all the different events that they throw at us. Do you think it's time for them to give us less? With so much going on, it's difficult to plan things like hero upgrades or whatever. And for clan families like the CFF, we've always done special fun events, and it's getting a little harder to get people to sign up for them. Probably because people are just too busy with what they're already getting in game. What do you guys think, Fado?
Well, I'll say that more than obviously clan games and raid weekends, but this definitely happens for SCCWL and now Random Wars, is that all the ores are so critical. Mm-hmm. So you really don't want to miss a war. And it's so hard to war if you even have one hero down at these high town hall levels. So it is completely difficult to plan hero upgrades. In fact, like I'm almost out of my books, and I still have, you know, a 92 king, a 92 queen, and a 41 RC. So I have 10 to go, and I can't just wait on, you know, I want a max, you know, I love the game. I want it to be max, but realistically speaking, like, you're right. Like how in the heck do you do this when you really can't be missing wars right now because you need all those equipment upgrades? So I think I'm just going to be patient and wait for my, you know, the cheap deals. You find there was a 99 cent American, Book of Heroes, and I can't remember, there was also a potion in that one too, but mm-hmm. I mean, that's a steal, right? That's an absolute steal. Yeah. Otherwise it's like 1,000 gems basically to drop your hero down and then smash the, you know, complete button instantly. So, you know, that's like a 90% savings. So, you know, doing that, and you know, keep doing CWL so you keep getting those, you know, so you can keep buying the hammers, and it'll get there. I think, you know, at least it's not like, you know, the old days where you had to upgrade your queen to 30 from 1 in Town Hall 9, and you're missing a lot of wars. But with 5 levels at a Town Hall, I think it's a lot more manageable. You can, you know, wisely spend small amounts of money and use your hammers and do it, and still keep up on the ores.
Ace, what about you?
Yeah. I mean, you got to figure the last week of a month or the first week of a month. I mean, you got clan games, SCCWL, you got raid weekend, you got all this stuff that's just, you're trying to get, like Fado said, the wars are very important now. So it's just, I think it's too much. I think they need to calm it down. The clan games, I mean, yeah, everybody wants to do them. Everybody wants to max on them. But it's just, it's hard sometimes to get the time to do the clan games, especially like with Heroes Down, like you're talking. And, you know, I try to use mostly builder base for it. That way, you know, if I do have something going on, I don't have to worry about gemming a hero up to, you know, to do the challenges or whatever. But I don't know. It's just... I think they had the right idea trying to keep the game active. I agree with that. But it's just, like I said, the end of the month and the first of the month is just, there's a whole lot going on.
So do you think it would be better to run clan games like every second month or just keep it the way it is?
I would probably go with every second month. That wouldn't be too bad. I mean, that would give us a little bit of a break. I mean, because I really love the events. I mean, and, you know, with Raid Weekend and all that, it's just... I don't know. It's just sometimes it's aggravating. I know it's only 6 attacks in capital and you're done, but you know, sometimes you get the clan games that have, you know, the 150 challenge and it takes you forever to reach max and that can drag out. And if you don't have 3 or 4 hours to sit down and do it, then, you know, you get it drug out for a while. So,
yeah. Well, especially if you're doing these things on more than one account, like, you know, it can be quite exhausting trying to go through. And I've given up trying to max clan games on every single account because I was burning myself out. So I just do it on my main accounts now.
Do you think you can have Lincoln Log show up at your place and maybe log into a device of yours? Because I'm an early riser. And when I get up in the morning on day one of clan games, he's already hit his 4K or 5K. And I
don't know how he does it.
I don't know.
I think he needs to write some kind of a how to do clan games for the rest of us. Because the guy's a machine. One thing that I noticed reading through the patch notes, and I haven't seen anybody talking about it, is that, and I'm not even sure how it's going to impact people, is that they modify the SCCWL seeding weights for all the leagues at gold 2 and above. So it's going to be interesting to see what that very vague statement means. I'm really not sure how it's going to impact. I'm not a numbers person. I know it's very unfair for people, especially with mixed breakdowns, trying to do SCCWL. You know, you're a town hall 11s or 10s or 9s, and maybe you accidentally spun your first CWL with a couple of 14s or 15s, and all of a sudden you're up in one of these higher leagues, and you're facing 16s. You really don't have much of a chance.
We've seen that both ways in the rated, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The rated. Suddenly, you know, in the last 3 months, it's gotten a lot heavier. And so, you know, it's been a little more fun in CWL because now we've got the advantage. But, you know, in the fall and even back into the summer, you know, it was more of a much more mixed breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
But this just indicates that there's something going on in the background. It's not just, well, here's your, you know, I don't know the number, 128 or whatever it is. Clash One clans, and we're just going to mix you up into the lottery ball machine, and the first 8 that come spin go into one group, etc. So there's something going on in the background. I don't need full transparency on that, but I think it would be interesting if they did release a little more information on this one.
Ace? Mm-hmm.
I said I'm just ready for CWL.
You're just ready for it.
Yeah, they can keep trying to fix it all they want. I'm just ready to go.
So overall, I just wanted to find out, what are your thoughts on Town Hall 16 so far? Do you guys love it? Or, you know, you wish that they just kept 15 and fixed it? How are you finding everything during, like, post-update? Ace?
I really don't know. I mean, well, we got 16, then we got Cookie Trick, so. I don't know. Once those are gone, we can really find out exactly how everything settles in. But looking at some of the war attacks from other clans that's not using cookie troops, I mean, it looks pretty solid. I mean, the abilities for the heroes are really paying off, especially for the Lalo guys with the healing tone and rage tone. As far as the defense, I'm loving that. Yeah, I think they knocked it out of the park with 16, I think. It's a whole lot better than 15.
You know what about?
I'm concerned about all the offense so far, because if the pros get unhappy, you know, they're the canaries in the coal mine. So while we might be having a lot of fun with it, if they're suddenly like, this is way too easy, that's not a good thing overall for the game. So yeah. I'll be interested to see once, you know, because it's not really a pros time of year right now. There's a lot of roster shuffling, you know, setting your rosters, getting ready for whatever 2024 brings on the pro scene. But I can't imagine that, you know, they're struggling a lot right now. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, and I think it's really too early to say what's, you know, going to happen with the pro scene or the regular scene. You know, we're barely 3 weeks into Town Hall 16. like Ace mentioned, people are still in the process of upgrading all their defenses, and we haven't even gotten all the defenses yet. So I think it's going to be an interesting year, but I'm hopeful, and hopefully that I can continue to enjoy the game, and everybody else does as well, both pro and casual players. Let's talk a little bit about our top five. We have five things we would like to see Supercell introduce or change in the game for 2024. So we'll start with you, Ace. What's your number five?
My number five is, I'm going to go back to what I've always been saying, and I want to be able to message through the game people on my friends list. I'll correct myself from the last time I said this with a buddy of mine. He called me out on it and said that, well, you're going to get a bunch of hate mail. And that, so let's just get away from being able to message anybody. It's only the people on your friends list. Why can't you send a direct message to someone on your friends list?
In game. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Beto, what's your number five?
Probably a little early for this. But I was, these things bother me. If there will not be a Clan Castle update as part of Town Hall 16, what are you going to do about the theming? So of all things,
interesting.
You know, yeah, with the strong McDonald's vibes I'm getting from the theming. I do think it's a good looking update, by the way. So I'm not slagging it off at all. If it doesn't all match, then that's just interesting to me. I don't know. It might be pretty peevish of me to bring that up, but that'd be one thing, is making sure that their themes remain consistent for Town Hall 16.
My number five is, I am still going to keep asking for this until they give it to me, the ability to edit clan mails without retyping the whole message.
I just have a feeling you're going to be satisfied with that one someday. They dropped a hint. They had that whole survey about, you know, modernizing a lot of the text experience in the game. So I think you're going to be pleased. I'm not saying that because I have inside info. I just have a feeling someone's going to come around it and just rectify that one once and for all.
Sometime in the next 10 years.
Well, we'll still be here.
Ace, what's your number four?
Number four is being able to do a friendly war during a regular war, not just CWO.
Ah, yes.
There goes my number two. All right. You can skip me for number two because that was my number two.
Okay, what's your number four, Fatal?
Something I've asked for before. So this is almost like cobbling together things that I've said on other pods, but I really think they ought to make more things available in-game from some of their events, their pro events. So, you know how we can go back for a couple days and watch war replays on our own wars. Somehow make some pro replays accessible to us within the game. Put it in the events tab, say, oh, here's the winning attack, and you can just hit play and watch it. You can pause it, go 4X, whatever you want to do. It's right there. Now, maybe they don't do that because of base building, or who knows why, but that, I think that would be a really cool addition.
That is neat. My number four is better recruiting tools in-game. Badly needed for clans that are just starting out.
Are you starting another clan? You addict, you.
Only if I can clone myself. Ace, what's your number three?
I want them to add another spell for my CC. That way I can run two rages in it.
Ooh, that would be pretty OP.
Yeah, maybe that's, I mean, why not?
That's part of my number five, right? Maybe they do give us that bigger CC.
You never know.
Fatal,
what's your number three?
For them to pay attention to the balancing of the equipment. That's all. Even if none of us have really figured that out yet. But as more and more people get to more and more 18s or 27 on the gauntlet and other epic ones they might introduce. So it's either making sure the equipment remains balanced. And I don't know how they're going to do that. That's, like I said, it's a wish list. But we will see. I'm convinced of this. There will be more epic equipment. So that will be cool. So more and balanced equipment.
My number three is a way to tag specific people in game. So instead of sending a clan mail, in which I make multiple spelling mistakes, it would be nice to be able to go at Fado in game or whatever.
No,
just to get your attention. Sorry. Ace, what's your number two?
Number two. Nobody's going to like this, but I thought it would be a good idea. Disable replays for war until it's over.
Oh, that's interesting. Why?
Because a lot of people use lower town halls to scout higher so they can watch the replay and see where they're trapped. I mean, you want to get competitive. You know, everybody's saying this turning into a competitive game. Take away the replays during war.
I now have a number two.
Okay, Fata, what's your number two?
Ban Ace. No, number two. How about this one? So I just thought of this on the fly. It was kind of something I was considering. More configurability around war searching. Like, you know, can you agree to handicaps such as no replays? Can you agree to handicaps such as no event troops? Things like that. I really think, you know, that's a super duper duper wish. That's something that, but honestly, that'd be pretty cool. Like, I mean, you could even set up a league like that if you really wanted to take it far. Yeah. But I more configurability there. Like I said, I don't anticipate them even considering it. But it's my
probably not in random spins, but in a friendly war, no, it should be something.
It's my wish list, Kat.
Yeah, you're right. Anything goes. You're right. My number two is the ability to name your bases in the base editor the same way you can name your army. So, you know, if I have a war base that is specifically for CWL, I could name it CWL base or anti-cookie base or whatever. You know what I mean? It would be nice to have that. And we are now at number one. Ace, what's your number one?
Okay, number one is actually a two-part, really.
Okay.
Actually, it's a three-part. I'm sorry.
1A. 1B.
Only had five. Come on. On Capitol, they need to give us a bank so we're not having to jump out of clan to go to another clan.
I agree.
Give us a bank to store that. And then number two of number five. Or number one, I'm sorry. why can't we, as far as like, I know all these guys are getting like creator codes, like Trample and, you know, it's all them guys. But they're, why can't we get a podcast person to have a creator code? Because the podcast people have a lot of say in this game also, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't Supercell give, say, like, Pineapples and Thorns a creator code?
Yes, sir.
I agree.
I'm just saying. I mean, I think it would be good. I mean, because right now you're just focusing on people that do like Twitch or YouTube or whatever. I mean, a lot of people listen to podcasts. So
we have the numbers to prove it. We got 4,322,000 people hitting us for judo. Now, I lost the email, but trust me, 4.322 million. It's a lot of reach, as they say in the industry.
That's solid. Yeah, so I'll just leave it there. I won't even bring up my third topic. So okay. I'll end
now, it on that one. I have two wishes for number one. And my number one A is to hear Ace's third wish.
No.
Not gonna get
very this. Well. This, no. Okay. 1B is something I've brought up on other ones. When you're scouting a base in a war, show me who has it called. Show me its flag. Mm-hmm. Please. I don't want to have to go back to the map where I can misclick again, or, you know, things happen. So just give me as much info as you can. There's a lot of real estate. Just show the little red flag and the notes and let me click in the notes and have it pop up. Please.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah. I do too.
My number one, and it doesn't have subsections, it's the ability to edit your army the same way we do on Builder Base when we're doing farm raids or Legends. So, you know, if I'm in Legends and I've got my one army trained, why can't I make an adjustment if I see that, you know, they have ground expos? Maybe I want to change my troops to an air army. So I should be able to flip between two different armies.
Yeah.
That's my number one. All right. We're down to shout outs. Ace, you have any shout outs?
Yeah, actually I have three. I want to shout out you and Fado for having me on. I really enjoy coming in and talking with you guys. It's great. I want to shout out C Note for letting me bring all my little minis over to Shimmy Jig to do fan games and raid weekend and everything else, because my little retirement clan that I have them all sitting in is only level one, so I can't really do much over there. And I want to shout out Ant for the 1v1 tournament. That was awesome. Great. I really had fun with that. You know, I was out there hollering Red Thorn for everybody, and I was made it to round four, and I got put out by my nemesis Grom. So I put a base out there that he has hit that base 17 or 18 times and has never three starred it. And I was like, okay, I got you this time. And we go out and he three stars it right off the bat. And I'm like, but either way, it was a good tournament. I really enjoyed it. Looking forward to the next one. So,
attaboy, Ace.
Awesome. Fatal?
I want to shout out two clan mates who I'm gonna leave nameless at this point in time. I think it, just in case anyone might be embarrassed, but there's nothing embarrassing about this. Just the other day, we had one clanmate mistakenly hit the other's call, and it really was so Red Thorn how this was handled. It was handled so well by the two guys. There were no really hurt feelings, I don't believe, and there was an immediate apology, and it smoothed it over. And man, that was just great to see. And I think, I don't know if they even listen, but you know, I think a lot of people in our clan were aware of the situation, and it never blew up. And that really shows what we're about. So that was great.
Kudos to them, man, for sure. All right. My shout out. I'm going to shout out all of my co-leaders in the Raided and Red Thorn and PR and all of the clan members in all those clans. And a big shout out to all of the people in the CFF clans for helping to make the CFF such a great place to play this game. There's just too many people to name individually, so I'll shout out everybody there. And I'm also going to give a big shout out to all of our podcaster friends, Trample Damage and C-Note and Cool Rings guys over at Reddit Talks Clash, the fine folks over at Crystal to Join and the Clash Wolves. Great people with awesome podcasts. Make sure you give them all a listen. And thank you everybody for listening. The CFF is a family of clans who love to play various games such as Clash of Clans, Clash Royale, among others. You can send questions or comments to us on Twitter at RedThornCOC. To get more information on our clans, events, and podcasts, join the CFF Discord at discord.gg/clashfiles.